Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
I will sing
His goodness and His kindness and His mercy, I will sing.
It's a simple song. Everybody join us.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Singing glory. Hallelujah. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am, Brand Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. For saving me, hallelujah. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Let be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for greater grace. You give the apostles greater grace. We thank you, Lord, for pouring upon each and every one of us your greater grace. Hallelujah. For your perfect will to be done in our lives, in this ministry, in our homes, in our families. Greater grace. Greater grace. So we come to that this morning and we ask you, oh God, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission. Forgive us of sin of commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, O God. Be merciful, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you, O God. We cry out to you, O God. We cry out to you. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. O God, be merciful. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We suck our spirit. We suck our souls. We suck our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus, every tissue in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, every organ in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We suck everything that concerns our body in the blood of Jesus. The blood, 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 the blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. the blood that give us strength, the blood that give us strength, the blood that give us strength, hallelujah, the blood that keeps us in the presence of the Lord, the blood that has redeemed us, the blood of Jesus that has justified us, the blood of Jesus, the blood, 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 the blood. We thank you, oh God. We infuse our spiritual bodies with the blood of Jesus. Fuse our emotional bodies, our souls, in the blood of Jesus. We infuse our physical bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every cell, tissue, organ, system, in the blood of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh, perfect all the works of our hands. The blood of Jesus, our children, we apply the blood of Jesus, our spouses, we apply the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, we apply the blood of Jesus, forever, all of our possessions, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, for our inheritance, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hodiya Masada, as a hedge of protection around us, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. Everywhere we go, the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection. We cover our cars in the blood of Jesus. Engines in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, every part of our vehicles in the blood of Jesus. Wherever we work, in the blood of Jesus, the children taking the buses, in the blood of Jesus, to go to school, the public transportation, in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our jobs, in the blood of Jesus, our children's wombs, in the blood of Jesus, our children's workplaces, in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, the blood, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cypresses, the networks. The blood of Jesus will cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Anyone come around us, read the blood of Jesus. Anyone try to touch us, the blood of Jesus is against you. Anyone try to come in as a serpent, I said, the blood of Jesus. Any demonic dog, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hell, seen and unseen, known and unknown forces of evil and darkness. Whatever form you come in, we suck. We release the blood against you, the blood of Jesus, to utterly destroy every force of evil and darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our death, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. We release the blood of Jesus to destroy every evil, negative words spoken against our lives, spoken against our destiny, spoken against our children. We destroy through the blood of Jesus. We destroy negative words spoken against our spouses with the blood of Jesus. Negative words spoken against us with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We have the DNA of Jesus Christ, the DNA of Jesus Christ. We are children of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. Hudia Masataka. The blood of Jesus. 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 Kuriasata. The blood.
blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. So this morning we put the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us, O God. And the glory within us. Be a wall of fire, O God. Glory within us. Be a wall of fire, O God, and the glory. Uriya masan delere kuriya satarara karas. And the glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Uriya masandere kuriya sedereko. Re kuriya ne sedere kuru masete dedede kuriya se. Uriya masetere kuriya sandere. Father God, send your holy angels to minister to us. Your biddings to war on our behalf. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives. The holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, the holy angels that are assigned to our lives, holy angels that are assigned to our destiny. Lord, send your holy angels to be with us. Send your holy angels to guide us. Send your holy angels to protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you for the angels guiding, protecting, doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Lord Jesus, during this season, we pray for families that are grieving over their lost ones. And Father, we pray that you will touch the grieving families, their hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, pour upon them the oil of gladness. Oh God, oh God, pour upon them the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one of us this morning under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Uriya masetariya kuru masetariya kuru masetariya kuru. Hallelujah, Ramasederia, Kurumasederia, Kurumasederiaka. Hallelujah, Ramasoteria, Kurumasederiako. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah, Ramasederia, Kurumasederiaka. Hallelujah, Ramasoteria, Kurumasederiako. And so, Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romo seteria kurumazim. Oria maseteria ko. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen, Lord, as I bring this word forth, hallelujah, forth in the power and the anointing
of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to know that the Lord Almighty remembers you. Just, you know, they always tell us to, Lord, to pray these prayers, our pastors and our bishops and our leaders, apostles, always tell us to bring God into remembrance. And many times people do, oh, apostle, what the? No, you know, bring God remembers, but you got to bring him into remembrance because you got to remember God remembers everything. The only thing God chooses not to remember is when he forgives you of your sins. He chose it in the, he chooses not to remember our sins. When we ask him for mercy, it's a choice he makes. Because you know he's God, he's all knowing. And he chooses not to remember our sins. So, if he wants to, he can, but he chose not to, and he will not. So, when you want to bring God to remembrance of his word, what promises? Let's look at Isaiah 43, verse 26. Please write it down because we're going to use this scripture. Isaiah 43, 26. Please write it if you got a pen. Isaiah 43:26. If you have a pen, wherever you are this morning, write that down. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going to record this. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Conference unmuted. Conference muted. Conference recording started.
Father, as I bring this word, putting God into remembrance, Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Holy Ghost, and none of me, let this word come forth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach as a two-edged sword. Let there be healing, deliverance, restoration in this word. Open our hearts to receive what you're speaking to us this morning. This day, December 13, 2022, open our hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you for this word. Thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Welcome to our Air Morning Glory prayer service. Isaiah 43, verse 26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. In remembrance. What does that mean? Lord, you said ABC about my destiny. Lord, you said the ABC, you spoke these prophetic words over my life. Lord, you remember when you said this? Lord, you remember when you said that his word is truth? Everything God says surely will come to pass has been spoken over you, over your life. The problem is we do not truly believe these words. Sometimes when you prophesy and speak blessings But I prophesied sometimes as the Lord would have me to. And God would say some things to people, and people would look at me like, this woman is saying, you can see it in their eyes. Oh, this is far-fetched. I wonder if you can see, they don't have to tell you, they will tell you about how they feel, because, you know, people respect pastors and apostles and prophets because they add up. I remember there was a prophetic word spoken to me once before I even got into the things of God. And that word looked so, this person, I said to myself, I personally said this person did not tell the truth. I don't know where they're coming from, but it's less we think. Because I do not see this thing what they're talking about. But faith comes by hearing the word of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when God gives his prophets words of blessing, so your life of what, but if God tells the prophet and say, okay, but you have A, B, C, D, sometimes God would give us words to say just so you look, God wants to prosper you. God wants to bring you to your expected end, to his expected end, because what? He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. You got this thing. You got to believe it to receive it. When a prophetic word comes for you, that's why the enemy will bring everything to you. So you can't believe it. Or you will bring things that you will forget upon those prophetic words. That's why it's good in a journal. Every prophetic word, put it there. And pray over these prophetic words. And every prophetic word, it comes from scripture. If I speak something to you, there's a scripture to back it. All God promises are yes and amen. So if somebody comes to you and say, oh, you got to, if you don't do ABC, I'm not talking about fake prophets. You will feel them. You will know fake prophets. Someone came to me and said to me once, oh, about death, spoke to me about death. I told the person straight up, God did not tell you that. You know what? You made that up. What do you mean, Apostle? I said, because what you say and what God promises he has spoken in my life is opposite of what you're saying. The promises God has spoken in your life, in my life, has not been fulfilled. God's purpose and will be done. When God's purpose and will be done, then of course, it's time to go home. You finish your work. I said, until that time, I lie from the pit of hell. Because sometimes people see death going all around. And another lady sent me something from one of my members and said, pray for so-and-so person. I said, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Nothing's going to happen to that person. Stop lying to this woman. Why are you lying? And they never text me back. Just this weekend, someone texted me up a member of them. I said, do. I hope you all do receive. I don't, those words, if anybody texts you this weekend to tell you, men reject it in the name of Jesus because they said it to me upon the member. I'm not, it's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm not receiving it because of what God promises. God promises has not been fulfilled. And this person is doing what is right in the sight of God. And even if they fall and falter, we all, God's grace is sufficient. God has released greater grace. If we repent, he will forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. There's another person. I'm just giving you an example. The Lord told me, they said the person was going to Liberia. I said, this person should not go to Liberia. What do you mean? Why should you go to Liberia? I said, because to be like that. I said, that's not good. It's not good. Oh, why are you taking negative? I'm not taking negative of Liberia. I'm saying this person should not go to Liberia. Is that the right time? It should not go. Is that the right? Oh, do you know how many shifts this woman worked in her overtime? So save all this money to go to Liberia, then you, how can you say the woman worked overtime? She did extended jobs, she did this, she did that. I say, she should not go to Liberia. You better tell your friend, do not go to Liberia. Or give me your friend number. Tell her, don't go. It's not going to be good. Don't go to Liberia. She went there, and she died. She just passed away. Those of you who've met me and know me personally, sometimes people look at you because you're friendly and they do not take your prophetic words, or because they knew you when you were in the world. So when you're giving that prophetic word, you know, the people that will not accept you will be your family members and stuff, because they're looking at you, the old you, and they're not looking at the new you. Okay? Because we are new creatures in Christ. I've been in Christ for over 40 something years. And people are still looking at me way before. You know, it's so crazy that people will always, you know what? They judge you based on what you did when you were 18. They judge you based on what you did when you were 20, 21. When you were not fully in Christ, you are in the world. So when you give that prophetic word, they do believe you. They do believe, they start laughing. Calling your names, Mother Divine, this name, that name. It was sad, but I learned that the person passed away because the Lord said, will not be good. It's a bad move. Why? God wanted to save that person, and the devil had planned to kill that person. But because nobody believes those things, I don't prophesy just to be prophesied. I don't, sometimes you die before your time because you don't listen. And then you say, oh, but God, when you go over there, but God, you promised, I'm not saying you will go to hell, you will go to heaven. But then you say, oh, God, you told me I will do this. He said, but you didn't listen, because we expect for the prophet to come in long white dresses or with big chain, those like a bishop looking. We got to put the bishop hat, bishop everything. They are believed. The person died. Paul wants to give. He came that we may have life. Jesus came so we can have life and have life more abundantly. Put God in the realm. What promises have God made in your life? What promises have God made in the life of our children? My son, one of my sons, Ricky, always got upset with me because God spoke to me when he was in my womb and told me about his destiny. The only thing that will not make his destiny come to pass, if he does God wants him to do, but it will come to pass. Because everything that he's going through, all the things, why? Because the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He came to fulfill a destiny. But sometimes the destiny, you got to go through different things. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. And he want to, when I tell him, mommy, don't say that I'm not going to be a prophet. I'm not going to be this. Man, before you even came out of this, in this world, God spoke to me about you. So you can just go on. When God ready for you, he will get you. So don't even try it. And I leave it alone. But do you think I believe it? God spoke it, and I believe it. And so I just sit back and watch. God's words will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. What God spoke for your children life? You're going to sit down because your brother and sister don't like your children, and then you will believe what your sister, your envious sisters and brothers say about your child, and you take it to part. No, you don't believe what your brother, because you're already jealous. You think what God says your child will be. I don't care what kind of life your child living right now. You believe what God says, and you the mother. You pray over that prophetic word. You pray for your child. Whether you see the opposite in the physical, you don't know what God is doing in the spiritual. You pray for that child, that prophetic word to come to pass. And then in the name of Jesus, it's a remembrance of his word. But God, it's a remembrance of his word. All his promises are yes and amen. And even if God said, oh, you got to die like Hezekiah did, he prayed. He set his face and he fasted. And he prayed. And he put God into remembrance. Do you know Hezekiah lives? Because God, he put God into remembrance. You know what? Because Hezekiah was king and he had taken down all the idols from the land. He had broken down all the altars, satanic altars. He had done so much for God. So all Hezekiah did was to put God in remembrance of his plan and promises for Hezekiah. And God let that Hezekiah live 3 more years. He then said, oh, bring my funeral paper. Let me play my funeral because, you know, that's how we do. God, okay. No, don't play your funeral. You put God in the remembrance. You pray. You set your face to pray. You will live. Your children will live. To declare his goodness in the land of the living. Your husband will live. Your wife will live. Your grandchildren will live. Your friend will live. That friend you've been praying for to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But God is a remembrance. God's plan is to prosper you and by his expected end. And God is a gracious and a merciful God. When you call on the name of Jesus, he will hear you. He will answer your prayer. It doesn't have to look like it is in the physical. Don't look at the physical. Look at the spiritual. I am saying to you, God's promises are yes and amen. Anybody bring something negative, you reject it in the name of Jesus. With all due respect, I hear what you said, but I reject it. That's not what God says about me. Who can speak a thing where God has not spoken it? Who can say a word? Who can say a word over your life? Who can say a word? These false people. Who can say a thing? But God has not spoken. Lamentations 3:37. You write these scriptures down. Write it down. When it comes to you with a false prophetic word, you tell them. Lamentations 3:37. Write it down. I'm giving you scripture. Lamentations. You say, Who is he that says, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Paul and he said, hey, why are you lying like that? So I said that the scripture speak the word back to them. Lamentations 3:37, do receive it? And you don't need to talk about it. You need to call your great grandpa, your friend, your best friend. No, reject it. Let it go to the sea. Let it go. Do not carry it. Because the devil likes to plant seeds. He wants to plant. And he's subtle the way he planted it. He will do it and you will not know that he's doing it. And you will receive this and not know it. You open your spirit to receive it. He does it to every one of us. He does it to us. So be careful. Be careful what comes to your ear gate. Reject it. Do let it be planted in your mind, in your thoughts. You reject it in the name of Jesus. Who is he that saith that? Saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. What a lie to you. But God has not said it. Hallelujah. God said it. You tell Lord, you are gracious. When people, when James came upon David, David said, Lord, I put my life into your hands, dear man. Lord, you are gracious. Hezekiah prayed. He said, it's praise to God. Okay, even if you think that, no, praise to God. He's gracious. He's merciful. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge you. Who am I speaking to this morning? Stop walking around gloomy. Or am I preaching to myself? I don't think so. He must come to me with all kinds of stuff. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I reject it in the name of Jesus. You say stuff. And I don't believe it. Because that's not what God said. His prayers is for future, for your future. Your future, what? You shall live. To declare the goodness in the land of the living. Can the dead praise God? So why, God, when were you dead? Can you praise him in the grave? Can you praise him when you're not well and sick? You will praise him, but you won't be able to do it that good. You want to be able to dance, shout, jump up and down and say, hallelujah, glory to God. God wants to spread his gospel. He needs you to spread and tell people about Jesus so the world can be saved. Jesus came to redeem the world. He wants to save. And God's going to use you as his evangelist, as an instrument. To bring others into his kingdom. Hallelujah. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, I destroy every negative evil word. Spoken over your life and your destiny. Spoken over your children's life and destiny. Every false prophecy spoken by the power given to me by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come with apostolic mantle of Jesus Christ, and I destroy every evil, negative, prophetic word that's vexed, teaches, spoken against your life, spoken against your destiny, spoken against your children, life and destiny, your grandchildren, life and destiny, spoken against your spouses, life and destiny. I cast up to the resurrection power. That is in the blood of Jesus. And I superimpose God's plans and purpose for your life and destiny. Within the cause of Almighty, that God shall prevail. And every endless self-inflict that curse that you have spoken over yourself, cast out it in the name of Jesus, our Father God, and this seed that is negative, the seed of bitterness, unforgiveness, and this seed that has been planted, we uproot it. Seed of unbelief through the resurrection power that is the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. Oh God, we give you the glory. I seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God and the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you for this word in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And yet the Spirit of the Lord said, revival. revival. In Jesus, a revival revolution. A revival revolution is about to take place in the whole earth. Not only in the United States, not only in your city or your state, the whole world. Revival, it has already, and you are that, you are part of that revival revolution, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, reaching souls for Christ. Jesus Christ is coming soon. We got work to do. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, and a blessed day in the presence of the Lord. Remember, Lamentations 3:37. The people speak negative words in your life. And remember Isaiah 43:26. Put God in remembrance. We love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.